standing on Washington Street in Rye, New Hampshire, where we have a big orange flashing traffic sign that says, "Courtesy goes a long way, bikes single file." But that's not what the sign always said.
I got notified that there was a sign up in front of the Rye police station a couple of weeks ago, and the sign said, "Ride single file." And then it alternated to, "Roads are for riding, not chatting," exclamation mark.
Jeff Latimer, the owner of Gus's Bike Shop in Northampton, has become the unofficial spokesman for Seacoast area cyclists offended by some of the language used on the sign. The sign is part of a town campaign to educate riders about a new ordinance that would require cyclists to ride in single file. The rule still needs to be vetted by a lawyer and have a public hearing before it's on the books. But Latimer says the town's manner of communicating with cyclists was a little much.
I think it kind of caught us by surprise that we were the biggest problem in town and that there was this huge sign suddenly in the front of the police station.
Latimer may have been surprised, but tensions between cyclists and motorists have been simmering on the Seacoast for some time now. And that's what caused Joe Mills, a Rye selectman of 20 years, to propose the single-file ordinance.
We had a situation 2 years ago in Rye on Ocean Boulevard where the bicyclists got upset with this gentleman, I'm not taking sides, but they wound up on the hood of his car with a big rock.
In the 2009 road rage incident he's talking about, criminal charges were brought against both the driver and the cyclist. The incident became a sensation when a photo emerged of a cyclist lying on the hood of a Corvette convertible armed with a 14-pound rock. Mills says he's not against having bicycles on the road, but riding two abreast is just not safe.
When I was a child, my mother told me to stay to the right of the road and single file and don't be talking while you're riding your bicycle. And that was, I don't think anything's changed since.
The Seacoast is a likely place for cyclist-motorist conflicts to erupt. According to Rye Police Chief Kevin Walsh, many roads are narrow. There are a lot of drivers, especially in the summer, and there's a thriving cycling community.
There's a lot of businesses or places where cyclists will get together one night or two nights a week during the commute hours and ride their bikes.
These group rides can attract up to 20 cyclists, massed together in a Tour de France-style pack. When you add that to an already burgeoning population of individual riders and bike commuters, some drivers have started to complain. Bike shop owner Jeff Latimer says he was shocked by the comments at the bottom of the local newspaper's articles about the sign.
You know, there's folks making comments like cyclists are speed bumps, I like to aim for them, they don't belong on the road. One lady actually termed it frightening that she's never felt so unsafe on the road as she has after reading those comments.
For his part, Chief Walsh acknowledges there have been a few who've been rude in their comments, but at least there's some awareness and discussion happening. He says educating people was why he put the sign up.
My goal is that an enforcement level won't be as hard because people are going to take the responsible action, which is be courteous to one another.
But Walsh says he doesn't want just cyclists to change their habits, but drivers too.
It goes both ways. As people on with technology, their cell phones, texting and talking on their phone, two wheels or four wheels, the law is the same.
That's one point that both Walsh and Latimer agree on. As the roads fill up with more cyclists and more cars driven by increasingly distracted drivers, courtesy is going to be paramount. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.